thetownhall.com.
Good morning. There's one early morning accident we're looking at right now. It's at I-295 on the south end of town going southbound at I-95. On the traffic cams, we don't see a lot of backup there. And if you are at 95 north at the MLK Parkway exit, right lane is blocked right now because of a construction project. Partly cloudy today, only a 20% chance of rain, our high 86. And tonight, partly cloudy with a 10% chance of rain, our low 68, right now 73 at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Local election offices are predicting a voter turnout anywhere from 55 to 60%. The final poll of the Florida midterms from Quinnipiac University shows Democrat candidate Andrew Gillum leading Republican candidate Ron DeSantis 50 to 43. And for the U.S. Senate race, Senator Bill Nelson leading Republican Governor Rick Scott 51% to 44%. So far, over 5 million votes have been cast, with 39.7% of them have come from Democrats, 39.3% have come from Republicans, and 21% have come from others.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
It is going to be a fun show this morning, I guarantee it. 6:03. Good morning. I'm Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, right here on Talk Radio WBOB. Roger Henderson. Roger, what day did you go get these?
I went on both Saturday and Sunday to three different polling sites, one of which was so packed I couldn't even find a place to park. Drove around the parking lot a few times and I had to leave.
This, Roger, I've done a lot of man on the street interviews. Uh-huh. Roger nailed it out of the ballpark. And I don't even know how you kept a straight face even asking some of these questions. I know you wanted to laugh at some of these people on both sides, I guess, to be fair. But wait till we got a boatload of clips here about people for DeSantis, against DeSantis, for Nelson, for Scott, against, and everything else. We got a lot of these clips as we continue to move along. Again, I am your host, Ed Dean, along with Roger Henderson. Don't forget, tonight at 7 o'clock, we're going to have our panel tonight. It's all going to be strictly news coverage. We will break it first before everybody else does at Election Central. It is a tradition we do on every election right here on Talk Radio WBOB. So before we get to all these clips that you did, I also want to extend, we're going to be taking calls again as we do every morning at 222-TALK 904-222-8255. The latest numbers from Quinnipiac University poll. The reason why we talk about these and the reason why we play these clips about who may be wrong tomorrow morning shows that Ron DeSantis is losing to Andrew Gillum 50 to 43. Senator Bill Nelson's leading Republican candidate, Governor Rick Scott, 51 to 44 among independents. They're breaking towards Gillum and Nelson's way with more than, 5 million, almost 5.5 as of today. Democrats, as far as voter turnout and early vote and also that of vote by mail, have barely taken lead over the Republicans, but it's 39.7 to 39.3. But 21% coming from maybe Green Party candidates, also non-party affiliation.
Right, a lot.
That should be very concerning.
Yeah, these are the ones who generally decide who wins because, you know, left, right, Republican, Democrat, evenly divided, all things equal. It's those who are undecided who make their mind up at the last minute who really decide the outcomes.
So let's get to it. Remember, the day after the primary, some say this is what began all the controversy in the gubernatorial race.
Florida elections are always competitive. And, this is a guy who, although he's much too liberal for Florida, I think he's got huge problems with how he's governed Tallahassee. He is an articulate spokesman for those far left views. And he's a charismatic candidate. And, you know, I watched those Democrat debates. None of that was my cup of tea. But, I mean, he performed better than the other people there. So we've got to work hard to make sure that we continue Florida going in a good direction. Let's build off the success we've had on Governor Scott. The last thing we need to do is to monkey this up.
Some would say it wouldn't matter whether he would have said this or not. Democrats would have always found an issue about race. Remember, Andrew Gillum said this started right after DeSantis won the primary. It was all about race.
Seeing a collapsing of our political discourse. My opponent, as soon as he won the Republican nomination for governor, went on Fox News and said to voters here in the state of Florida not to monkey this state up by electing me. It was followed up that same week by neo-Nazis making calls into the state of Florida to attack my character, jungle music in the background, and the calls of monkeys being heard.
And DeSantis goes, I don't know who did this. We had nothing to do with that. But again, it was all guilt by association. And then remember Andrew Gillum being interviewed by Brett Baer, says, hey, my opponent's got it all wrong. I'm not a socialist. I'm a capitalist.
Republican areas, middle ground areas. I'm sharing with people what my record is. I'm the mayor of a city that is the fastest growing economy in the state of Florida per capita, one of the fastest growing in the nation. My opponent have tried to call me socialist and all these other things, completely out of the range of who I am. I'm a capitalist.
He says he is a capitalist. But remember what he said at the debate that, when in the primary, he's the most progressive, and do we need to use quotations for that? No, I'm the most progressive candidate in this race.
To graduate from college, I am on this stage as the most progressive candidate running for governor, as the only non-millionaire, non-billionaire running.
Bernie Sanders has endorsed you. He's called you the best person to carry the progressive label forward in Florida. He calls himself an independent and a Democrat socialist. So you've called yourself the most progressive in the race. You did that just a moment ago. What is the difference between a Democrat socialist and a socialist and a Democrat? Explain it.
Well, I can tell you what I believe. I believe that these labels are insignificant.
The labels are insignificant, but he's a capitalist and you know, whatever. But I mean, you could say that for both sides as well. And remember, if you didn't get enough of him, how about Senator Bill Nelson?
The panhandle, are we seeing in your mind stronger storms as a result of warming temperatures?
Yes, the earth is heating up. The hotter water, that extra heat, is absorbed primarily by the oceans. That hotter water serves as a fuel for the...
Mr. Dean, would you wake up, please? Yes, I'm sorry, T.T. Hazard.
Counterclockwise winds, and that is... phenomenon that is occurring. So here we are in October. The Gulf of Mexico is hot.
And that was right after Hurricane Michael. Bill Nelson, also a member after the Parkland shooting this past February.
When you want to get to the root cause of the problem, you got to do two things. You got to ban assault weapons, and you also have to have the criminal background checks on all purchases of a gun.
I mean, why didn't they even go after Trump back then on his, quote, hate speech? Since he was full of hatred. That was Senator Bill Nelson, and of course, sitting hanging around after Governor Rick Scott announced with the love affair with, of course, CNN's Wolf Blitzer. Wolf, I'd hope you moderate that first debate for us.
Florida Governor Rick Scott, he announced today he's running against you for the U.S. Senate. He's challenging your seat. What do you see as the biggest difference for Florida voters between you and Rick Scott?
I think Rick Scott will say and do anything to try to get elected.
Yeah, and just Rick Scott. I mean, no Democrats would say or do anything to get elected.
It's going to be quite a race. I'm looking forward to those debates the two of you are going to have for the people of Florida to make up their mind.
Hey, Wolf, I hope you will moderate one of those debates.
I'd love to moderate one of those debates. I'm looking forward to it. And I'm sure the people of Florida would look forward to it as
well. Did you know they haven't had a debate at all?
Yeah, I'm wondering, did I miss a debate? I don't want to say it on the air. Say, Roger, you're supposed to know these things. I don't recall any debate between them at all.
No debates whatsoever. In fact, can you imagine?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we call it the way it is on both sides here. But can you imagine if, let's say, Ron DeSantis or Rick Scott, hold on, okay, or Donald Trump sat back and told a member of Fox News, hey, Brett Baer, I hope you hold one of those debates. They would have been thrown under the bus by MSNBC and CNN.
I'm going to verify that. I'm thinking there may have been one that was just online with maybe Telemundo or no.
There wasn't a debate.
Okay.
Not that I know of.
All right.
Trust me, I'm, you know, saw this.
You know these things.
On the other side, folks, you want a little entertainment this morning? Our man on the street, Roger Henderson, went to the polls, interviewed people, asked them about the amendments, asked them about who they're going to support. Some of the questions are just, the questions are good. The answers are even quite more entertaining. We'll get to that coming up next on Talk Radio WBOB.
And if you're at I-295 going south at I-95 exit 35, there has been a wreck this morning. 95 north at the Martin Luther King Parkway exit. Right lane is blocked because of construction. Traffic this morning is being brought to you by Snyder Heating and Air Conditioning.
21 years in the Army, a Special Forces soldier, 4 Bronze Stars, including 2 with Valor. Lieutenant Colonel Michael Waltz knows how to lead. As a Green Beret, he served in combat in Afghanistan, with tours across Europe, Africa, and the Middle East. But Michael Waltz didn't just lead in war. He is a small business owner who has created hundreds of jobs. Now, Michael Waltz is part of a new generation of American veterans who are ready to serve again in Congress. He will fight for Florida and work across the aisle to get things done. In Congress, he will fight to reduce regulations and keep taxes low, which will allow businesses to thrive and create high-paying jobs. Colonel Michael Waltz, the leader we need in Congress. Paid for by With Honor Fund, Inc., which is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. WithHonor.org.
Canterfield in Clay County is now open. This senior living community provides elegant retirement living at its best. Everything at Canterfield is first class, from their luxurious independent villas to their assisted living and memory care apartment homes. Canterfield of Clay County residents are sure to spend carefree, activity-filled days in a pristine environment. Canterfield of Clay County truly is a place you'll be happy to call home. To schedule a personal tour, call 203-6100. That's 203-6100.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Partly cloudy today, a 1 in 5 chance of rain for Election Day, a high of 86 this evening. Hardly any rain at all, and a low of 68 right now. It's 73 at WBOB.
Laura Ingram next at 9. Dennis Prager at noon on Talk Radio, AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The final poll of the Florida midterms from Quinnipiac University shows Democrat candidate Andrew Gillum leading Republican candidate Ron DeSantis 50-43. And for the U.S. Senate race, Senator Bill Nelson leading Republican Governor Rick Scott 51%-44%. So far, over 5 million votes have been cast, with 39.7% of them have come from Democrats, 39.3% have come from Republicans, and 21% have come from others. And local elections officials are predicting a voter turnout anywhere from 55 to 60%.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
All right, we're going to be taking calls all throughout the day. No guests, just me, Roger, and you. 15 minutes after 6 a.m., I am your host, Ed Dean. Don't forget, tonight we're going to be giving election night coverage quicker and much quicker before a lot of the other outlets will do it. Tonight at 7 p.m. right here on Talk Radio, WBOB, email address, ed@wbob.com. Mike, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I just had an observation on the Andrew Gillum FBI investigation.
Yeah.
From what I heard, it was an undercover sting operation. Now, most undercover sting operations, there's nothing to investigate. Once he put those tickets in his pocket, they're usually handcuffed right there. So something there don't add up. It sounds like one of those Hillary Clinton investigations.
Well, normally, there's an active investigation going on, but I mean...
But normally, in an undercover sting operation, there's nothing to investigate. They have the sufficient evidence to arrest you on the spot.
Right, but if there's more evidence, which they suggest, that could be a cabal going on, I would understand why they would not arrest him.
Right, I agree.
Yeah. Do you think...
Mike,
that's a good observation. Mike, do you think people... I mean, I don't know of any Democrats telling us that they're voting against Trump based on FBI. They just based because they don't like him. Do you think there's actually voters out there that are going to vote against Gillum because he's being investigated by the FBI?
Yeah, a percentage will.
Okay.
But, as far as the Democrats, their candidate, no matter what kind of trouble they're in, they're they're going to vote for him anyway. The other example is Jesse Jackson Jr. a few years ago in Chicago. He wasn't even running. he was incarcerated, and he won by a landslide.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, Chicago. I mean, if that had happened the opposite way, I think you and I'd be like, what's going on here?
Right.
Hey, good. Mike, did you already vote?
No, I'm gonna vote first thing this morning.
All right, my friend. Hey, Mike, thanks for calling in.
Yep.
Good to talk to you. 222-8255. David, good morning. You're on WBOB.
Good morning. I just have a question about the whole Democrat-Socialist thing. I don't know if you could help me out. So can we call them socialists or not, or is that name-calling?
I mean, if they claim to be a socialist, but I don't think even they understand what socialism is all about, because I think a lot of them are ignorant out there. I mean, they're just far-left progressives out there. I think that's probably much more of a mainstream name to call them, even though they're not mainstream.
See, because I have my one friend, he goes, I'm a Democrat socialist. And they go, oh, so you're socialist. No, Democrat socialist. And it says,
that's interesting. The Democrat, I guess, is the adjective, the socialist. Then I guess if the socialist is still an album, then you're a socialist.
So, yeah, so I don't know. Yeah, that's why I said, I don't know if you can help me or not, because it's confusing. But in my eye, they're socialists, and that's it. If they call themselves a Democrat socialist,
yeah,
you're a socialist.
Yeah, it sounds like good to talk to you this morning, Dave. It sounds like the Democrats just trying to water it down. So, 222-8255. Sit back, folks. If you're on the road, be prepared. This is going to be quite entertaining. Roger Henderson went to the polls just a couple days back to interview people that came out and voted. Now, you interviewed all races, genders, any LGBT, I don't know. Did you also in the issues of education, for or against Democrats, Republicans, the amendments?
A lot on the amendments, especially four. People wanted to talk about Amendment 4 a whole lot, a little bit on Amendment 3.
All right, so let's break it down. We're going to do this all morning here, plus your phone calls. Here's one individual. He says that he does not support Senator Nelson.
I've met Bill Nelson, and for me, he just follows party lines. He just likes his job. He doesn't make any independent decisions, and it just is amazing that most of the Democratic senators, and it's been told, if they don't follow party lines, they get kicked out, they can't have committee memberships and stuff like that. And finally, a bunch of the Republicans got all on same page, and they realized that that's the only way to take the country back in a good way.
Well, and by the way, that doesn't just go with the Democrats. Mm-hmm. That goes with the Republicans as well.
Exactly. First I heard that was going on was back when Newt Gingrich was Speaker of the House. You know, you don't go along with the party. Guess what? You lose your committee chairmanship.
Well, you could go back to the days of LBJ and look at his history. Here's a DeSantis supporter, wants teachers to get raises, but says she doesn't agree with raising taxes.
I do believe that the teachers should make more money. However, there are other ways that we can do that. I don't believe that taxing the state of Florida, the residents of Florida, is the way to accomplish that.
Now, in Gillum's defense, he said that he's not going to tax the average person. Only 3% of the wealthiest, most lucrative businesses, they're going to end up getting the taxes, at least for the school teachers. What do you say to that?
Again, I don't believe that taxing even businesses in our state is the way to accomplish that. There's other ways to do it.
You know, if that would have been me, I would have been like, are you a Gillum supporter? Who are you? No, I'm just kidding. I'll throw that back. So that was a good question on that one. Here's a female Republican who supports Amendment 4, restoring voting rights back to felons.
So on Amendment 4, I feel like that everyone has something in their past they probably would change if they could. If someone has fulfilled their sentence and they've done all of their parole and everything they need to, that they should have a say-so in the government that governs them. And there are exclusions for murders and for sex offenders, so it wouldn't restore everyone the rights to vote, but people who made a poor decision in their youth will be able to contribute to society in their older age.
You know, if you were a Democrat, I knew you were a Democrat asking me a question, I would have had some fun with you. Yeah. I would have been like, yeah, man, I'm one of those guys. I'm wanting my voting rights back. I don't want no clemency, nothing. I don't want to go to the board. Just I got early release.
Well, here's the thing. They wouldn't have been at the polls because they can't vote. You know, that's the thing. So
that's why I said I wouldn't mess with you.
Yeah, okay.
Here's one. Here's a Gillum supporter not concerned about those around Andrew Gillum, mm-hmm. who would possibly could be indicted with an active FBI investigation, right? That's where this one came from?
Yes. You know, there was a lot of complaints that he was closely associated with people who possibly could be corrupt. And were you concerned about that?
Listen, as somebody that's worked in the community for many years, I run into some people, again, that have made some mistakes. We all have people in our lives that, you know, maybe don't make the best choices in life. Does that make you a bad person? Not necessarily. Sometimes you have to look at it from the opposite end. Gillum is somebody that I think that people should emulate. Unfortunately, some of his friends have not taken that and, you know, moved to emulate him in any way, shape, or form. But that, I don't think we should hold that against him in any way. Back in high school, I may not have hung with or hung with some of the best folks in the world, but I turned out.
Well, yeah, but that's the difference. We're talking currently right now, not what happened 20 years ago or 10 years ago in my case.
Very good observation.
When you're back in high school, this is about currently right now.
Pretty well.
Are they already offering Gillum voting rights back yet? He hasn't even been convicted of anything yet.
And some of those same individuals that may not have been making some of the best decisions back then have now completely turned their lives around based upon my influence. So I'm not going to hold that against them in any way, shape, or form. And the truth of the matter is that some of the charges that they've brought against them with those other individuals is so far-fetched, it's ridiculous to me.
They haven't brought any charges against. They just made accusations.
Yeah.
That's okay. No, this is entertaining.
Okay.
I mean, if we look at our president now, how many shoulders has he rubbed, and he's the president of the United States. So I think it's a nice ploy on the Republican side to downplay how good of an individual Gillum is. And, you know, well played in a chess move, but unfortunately, I think they'll get checkmated in this.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting point. I mean, you've got an investigation going into President Trump. Well, I don't think there's anything there. Mm-hmm. Is there anything with Gillum? It's quite possible. They've got him on camera. But again, there's still an active investigation mm-hmm. going on. I'm still trying to find out where people should emulate Andrew Gillum at.
There's such a lack of positive role models. Well, I wouldn't say that. There are a lot of negative
role models.
Well,
if he would have said positive role model, I see where he's coming from. Yeah, I was looking for some issues.
Let me put it this way. A lot of kids growing up in single-parent homes, they don't have a father around. To have someone like Andrew Gillum look up to a lot
of... Did you know that guy was from a single-parent home?
I wouldn't have known, but I do know that there are a lot of young people he's probably speaking to who need some positive role models.
Well, I didn't see it that way. I can only see when you interview with him, so
tell
I don't
kid,
know.
If you do well in school, get your education, you can become governor one day. I think that may resonate with some parents.
Could be a radio host someday.
No,
that's very
do that,
inspiring.
Don't
here.
Do it.
Hey, remember Hillary Clinton? Hey, you know, some of the people, 2016, their wives were bullied by their husband, told them how to vote. So Roger asked a female question. Does your husband tell you how to vote?
Now, Hillary Clinton has been on record saying that the reason why Donald Trump won in 2016 is because their husbands, sons, and male bosses were telling white women how to vote. You're a white woman. What do you think about that here on this midterm election, early voting day?
That's absolutely not true.
I love
it. As a white professional woman or any way you want to put it. No, I think for myself. I research for myself.
Okay. Now, do you and your husband happen to vote alike or do you differ in anything?
No, we agree and we think along the lines.
Yeah, but the question is, does he agree with her? Does she agree with him?
The same thing. We have the same values.
Okay. Could the argument be made then that you influence him how to vote?
Not a chance.
Oh, wow, man. So here's one. DeSantis, again, Roger Henderson was down at the polls taking people coming out, right? Or people going in?
Well, in the parking lot. So there were some going in, some who've already voted.
They didn't think you were coming up asking for money?
You know what? To be frank with you, here's one of the things I'll quickly mention. It was hard getting Republicans to talk. Democrats wanted to get on
really?
The air with me. Yeah.
All right. Here's one that supports DeSantis.
Voting for DeSantis because I think he offers a little more. Gillum, I don't like a lot of his tax policies, and I just think that DeSantis has a proven record.
All right, so that is one, not much details, but more as we continue to move along. Talk Radio we got a lot more of these folks, trust me, right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
On I-295 going south near Main Street on the north end of town, look out for a crash. It's blocking the right side of the highway this morning. And 95 North at the Martin Luther King Parkway, construction has a lane closed.
Life is on the line and on the ballot this year. There are many important issues in this campaign, but one is fundamental: the right to life. Sadly, Bill Nelson supports taxpayer funding of abortion providers. Bill Nelson even supports late abortions after 20 weeks when the baby can feel pain. Bill Nelson should not be in the U.S. Senate. Rick Scott knows better. Rick Scott will keep your tax dollars from paying for abortion. And unlike Bill Nelson, Rick Scott will support laws to protect unborn babies from painful late dismemberment abortions. Unborn babies can't vote, but you can. Their lives really are on the line, and your vote is crucial. On Tuesday, November 6th, please vote for Rick Scott for the United States Senate.
Paid for by the National Right to Life Victory Fund at nrlvictoryfund.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee, NRL Victory Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. MediShare.com or 877-64-BIBLE.
Partly cloudy today, a 20% chance of rain on this election day, a high of 86. This evening, only a 1 in 10 chance of showers. Partly cloudy overnight, the low 68. Right now, it is 73 at WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed at WBOB.com.
We got some more great clips. Several of you have already been emailing me. Roger Henderson was on the Man on the Street interviewing people coming and hitting the polls, all races, all colors, all voting areas on the amendments. We got more of these clips coming up. These are good. On the other side, push your phone calls to 222-TALK, 222-8255, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. From coast to coast, Americans head to the polls today. The midterm elections, viewed as a referendum on the Trump presidency, and the campaigner-in-chief warns of economic collapse if the Democrats take control of Capitol Hill, along with the economy, health care, and immigration, among the issues figuring prominently into today's voting. Some nasty weather across parts of the Deep South, multiple tornadoes touching down in central Louisiana, and the threat of severe weather persists this morning across a wide swath of the southeast. Cesar Sayoc, accused of sending pipe bombs to prominent Democrats, expected to make his first court appearance in New York later today. Prosecutors will be asking that he be held without bail. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are lower. Dow futures down 29 points. NASDAQ futures off 21 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Good morning. On the north end of town, 295 North at the North Main Street exit, there has been a crash, and you'll see it on the right side of the highway. 95 South at Golf Air, another accident could cause backup for you today. Partly cloudy. We're expecting around a 20% chance of rain and a high of 86. This evening, a 10% chance of showers. Overnight, the low, 68. Right now, it's 73 at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. So far, over 5 million votes have been cast, with 39% coming from Democrats, 39.3% have come from Republicans, and 21% have come from others. Local elections offices are predicting a voter turnout anywhere from 55 to 60%. And the final poll in the Florida midterms from Quinnipiac University shows Democrat candidate Andrew Gillum leading Republican candidate Ron DeSantis 50-43. And for the U.S. Senate race, Senator Bill Nelson leading Republican Governor Rick Scott 51% to 44%.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed at wbob.com.
Don't forget, we got election coverage tonight. I will be here at 7 p.m. burning the candle at both ends. No, I just keep it going. We're going to have Kevin Derby, editor from floridadaily.com, Bill Carter, former CNN, also former managing editor for First Coast News, plus a wide array. Don't forget our big party. Oh, man, it's getting packed. Coming up in 3 weeks from this Friday, it is a free event, Roger.
Okay.
It is our second year anniversary of this popular morning show, and it's popular because of you. And our way of saying thank you is to have a party. It's free for all of you, but in order for you to come, you've got to get on the list. You got to go two ways you can do it. Go to eventbrite.com. That's eventbrite.com. Type in the keywords WBOB or Ed Dean. Register or email me, ed@wbob.com. Free food, free entertainment. Going to be giving away gift cards, cash prizes. That is the week after Thanksgiving. That's the Friday from about 6 to 8, 6 to 9 p.m. It's going to be fun.
Oh,
free
yeah.
food. Come on, folks. Free.
Not just that, but gift cards. Like last year, you gave away
thousands
of dollars worth of gift cards.
It was great. So just get on the list, and we want to see you there. Roger Henderson was at the polls asking people on both races, both genders, both political parties, what you thought of the candidate out there. And we're going to be having this morning, plus a lot of your calls. Want to hear what you think about the elections. Anything surprising? Before I get to the clips, here's a couple of questions I like to ask. Is Trump on the ballot? Number two, did you vote straight party line? Number three, do you believe, what are your predictions? Will there be split results? Could you possibly see a Senator Rick Scott and a Governor Gillum, or vice versa? And how did you vote also on the amendments? Here's another one. Do you think the Puerto Rican vote will have an influence one way or the other? And what about Hurricane Michael? Still a lot of disenfranchised because of the hurricane. Do you think that may stall a lot of votes out there as well?
You know what? There are two ways of looking at the Puerto Rican vote. Those who had to come to Florida because the island was devastated, and many of them are staying, some are going back, as well as those who are already permanently here, and they see a lot of the work that was done on behalf of their homeland, and will that influence their vote, even though they aren't necessarily part of the group that came here from the island after the hurricane?
Did you know more than $200 million was spent on the election this year between Rick Scott and Bill Nelson?
Wow, that is a lot of money.
I think 199 of that came from Rick Scott. No, I kid on that one.
Wow.
Here is Roger Henderson asking some questions. Man on the street, this is a good one. He was asking a black female Democrat, would you ever vote Republican?
Very quickly, if there was a Republican candidate who stood for the same things you represented, could you ever see yourself voting for Republican under any circumstances?
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
What were the things that they would have to support to get your vote?
Equality, number one. Making sure that...
Conan, can I stop right there? When I hear equality, I always assume, because it's been stereotyped that well, equality with the LGBT crowd. Am I wrong on that?
I believe she meant that.
I don't know. That's why I was asking.
I think she meant it. Personally, I didn't get into that level of detail. I did ask her what her definition of equality was. It had to do with economic opportunity and being able to equally access things.
Definitely.
What were the things that they would have to support to get your vote?
Equality, number one. Making sure that everyone gets an equal right to be able to get paid equally, to be able to have rights to do things equally. They more so may not even want to hire us, so that's why we're getting hired at like lower levels with jobs, lower entry level jobs. So that's why it seems like we're getting paid less.
Do you blame Republicans for that?
If the Republicans are more so controlling that, then yeah, that would be a reason.
Wait, how are the Republicans controlling that? Isn't that an employer position? Maybe you want to check his voter ID or sheer. I mean, the bottom line is that should be an encouragement for you, doesn't matter what race you are, to go out and betterment yourself when it comes to education. Then.
Exactly. And my thinking was that maybe she thought that the owners of the businesses were probably aligned with Republican elected officials.
Maybe you're not qualified for the job.
Hmm.
Okay. I mean, that could be possibly as well. I don't know.
Why, but I don't want to say I blame the Republicans for it. I just think the system is not set up the way it should be.
Oh.
Who do you think is more interested in changing that to make it more fair, Democrats or Republicans?
I would say Democrats. I think the more knowledge that I'm starting to gain, it seems like Republicans are more so concerned about the tax bracket level. They're not, you know, you have to make a certain amount.
Yeah, I'm concerned about the tax bracket as well because it allows smaller businesses to hire more individuals without experience out there. That's a good question. And you know what? That wasn't a bad response. I don't necessarily agree with it.
Right.
In fact, I don't agree with it, period. But, I mean, at least she gave you some specifics.
And more than anything else, it may help people who are on the right understand the perspective of people who vote Democrat, and I think that may be a good thing.
Well, maybe someone should help her understand the reason why when it comes to economics and small business and the reason why that you don't have rights to go get a job and all that stuff. But the argument can be played both ways, I guess. Roger asked the questions, how can black Christians and white evangelicals come together politically?
The African-American community in particular comes from a strong tradition of faith. What do you believe the African-American community and white evangelicals need to do to get on the same page as far as on the social issues?
I think they just need to be more informed. I think that it's an issue with an African-American community with a lot of us not reading, not being informed. It's too many people who come up asking for quick picks, and they don't do the research on their own. So I think that it just needs to be more awareness.
Quick picks?
Yeah.
Is that within that one of those gambling lotto
things? I think
that
has to do with lottery, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, she was saying that, you know, you don't really think about
it. You know, she's got an honest answer there.
Yeah.
I mean, I think she's being honest. Right. I mean, she is. I mean, you don't have maybe agree with her, but I think she goes, we need to inform ourselves more. I think that's an honest answer on that one. So Roger Henderson was about more. We got more of these. Here's one who says he agrees that the referendum is on Trump.
So I'm totally for that. It is a referendum. It is trying to support Trump and what Trump is moving forward with the economy, where people respect America and we have a sovereign nation. You can't help third world countries when you become a third world country yourself. And the other thing is that people that are voting for somebody that's a socialist really do not have any idea what a socialist is. They need to go look at some textbook definitions and even find out one socialist country that worked.
Yeah, I mean, that's a simple answer. Go find it. I think many people should, instead of name-calling, find out what those terms are all about. Here's another one, believes in second chances on Amendment 4.
Were there any amendments that stood out in particular? One of the ones that's talked about a lot is the restoration of voting rights.
I voted yes on that one.
Why is that?
Well, I mean, I'm all for second chances. I work in the community a lot in the Indianapolis area, and I also worked in the community a lot here in Florida. And a lot of people make a lot of mistakes in given time periods of their life that, you know, if they could take it back, they probably would. They've changed.
Do you know who's probably the biggest supporter of Amendment 4? Andrew Gillum.
No.
He's got FBI investigation.
In society are now, you know, good citizens per se. So with them being good and positive citizens, they would like that opportunity to vote again. But, of course, that has been taken away from them. So I think, you know, if somebody has proven that they are a positive member of society, I don't think that we should hold them back from that in any way, shape, or form when it comes to things like voting.
Now, that is an honest answer. You notice because, again, the amendment would say once you serve your time, boom, you automatically get your voting rights back. And but I think there should be an interesting debate about instead of maybe 5 years. No, I think a lot of things could be depending on the crime. But I mean, I'm all open for the discussion of maybe, you know, 6 months to a year.
Right.
He brings a very interesting point. He may be a little contradictory because, the amendment says you get your rights once you serve your time, correct?
Exactly.
But he says, no, maybe you show your benefits to society. I think he's exactly correct on that.
Exactly. Now, the amendment, which probably is going to pass, according to the polling data we've seen, 70% of the Floridians of all parties, I mean, you're talking about Democrats and Republicans overall, support passing Amendment 4.
So here's another one. Roger did the man on the street. People coming out of the polls here locally. Here's one that always votes for Democrats.
Governor, I vote for Gillum. I mean, I do have a reason, but I don't feel like I can kind of explain it.
Right. A big factor that people...
Wait. Why couldn't you explain it?
I don't know.
So...
people are accused of doing when they do vote. It's not based upon any issues that they have researched themselves, but based upon what's called political tribalism. In other words, your family's a Democrat, and you're going to always vote Democrat no matter how they stand on the issues.
Right.
Is that how you vote?
I would say, yeah, in the past, maybe, but after seeing, like, the debate or whatever, even though I came to the decision to say, okay, well, he's a Democrat, that's the reason why I voted for him, after seeing a debate, it made me be like, well, I know I'm making the right decision. So,
all right, that's an honest answer right there. And she says, hey, I always vote Democrat, but hey, he ensured my vote.
And does that happen on both sides? I mean, if you come from a family of strong Republicans in your family, and, you know, chances are you're going to vote Republican.
So we did a lot of these man on the streets. Actually, Roger, we had talked about this. Roger, you did I've done them, and I think you do a way better job than I do. I'd be like 10 takes. I wouldn't be able to keep a straight face.
Thank you.
On some of these. Here's one about the $15 an hour minimum wage.
Yeah, we asked the guy, if you have the right thing queued up there, whether or not he's concerned about the economic impact on business growth in the state of Florida if it passes.
No, because I mean, I think we do have to move with inflation. You know, some of the wages that are being paid to some of the workers here are antiquated and dated, to say the least. So in moving it up to $15 an hour, yes, there will be some people that are going to lose. Everything in life, somebody's going to lose in one shape or form. But I think overall...
Wait. Somebody's... Yeah, well, why not... I don't want to encourage it, somebody trying to lose their job, but the wages are antiquated. Okay, antiquated back to when? You know? That's what I mean, you know.
Overall, that more people will gain from that. And the economy will thus far win in that aspect, too.
You're not concerned about where the money's going to come from?
No, not as much.
Of course not.
We're a very consumer-based society, so I think that...
Yeah, we're just going to pass it on to the consumers. They can afford it. And is it going to hurt society? I mean, again, antiquated.
Losing one shape or form. But I think overall that... more people will gain from that. And the economy will thus far win in that aspect, too.
So there's a voter who says a $15 an hour minimum wage here in the state of Florida will benefit the economy.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you show me a state where that's benefiting the economy or a local municipality?
We're standing really just down the street from a fast food restaurant that has, you know, gone on, you know, they're now replacing a lot of their paid employees with automated computer kiosks. And we even mentioned that. I had to edit this down. It was like a 10-minute conversation I had with the guy.
Ten minutes?
Yeah. You know, well, maybe about 7 or 8 minutes long. Yeah.
You're
not concerned about where the money's going to come from?
No, not as much. We're a very consumer-based society, so I think that as the wages increase, more people will go shopping. So I'm not really too concerned about where the money will come from. Plus, businesses have been in worse situations in the past, and they figured it out.
Oh, yeah, business has been in worse situations, but heaven forbid we should put them in much worse positions by forcing them to have a $15 an hour minimum wage. Here's a young black female who voted yes on Amendment 4.
Yes, I voted yes for that because I think that after you serve your time, what does that mean? Just because you went to jail for a certain crime. Now, if it's dealing with violent crimes or something with like maybe sexual abuse, then I feel like just because the way these people think, you know, if they're out there being violent, then they shouldn't have a say-so in our community. But if people serve their time and did what they're supposed to, why shouldn't they be able to have a say-so when they get out? I think that's just the reason to stop. You know, people out here getting to vote, and most of those are African Americans.
And let me ask a question. Why limit it to sexual crimes? I mean, this is a question I'm just asking.
Mm-hmm.
Not advocating it, of course. Why limit it to just murders and sexual crimes?
Right. There are a lot of crimes that are violent that she referred to that no one got killed. Maybe someone was put in a wheelchair for the rest of their lives as a consequence of someone's, you know,
these are great. We got a lot more of these coming up. 222-TALK 904-222-8255 split ticket. What do you think? In other words, split results. Could it be a DeSantis gubernatorial, Rick Scott? Do you think it could be Rick Scott, Andrew Gillum as governor? What do you think? I'd love to hear your predictions today. And what do you see? Do you see any shenanigans taking place? Any problems? Or have some of you early voted? Want to hear what you think? At 222-TALK, 222-8255, Talk Radio. WBOB.
I-295 north near Main Street near the airport. There has been an accident. It's on the right side of the highway. 95 south at Gulf Air crash. 295 north at Monument Road on the East Beltway. A broken down car is causing backup. And at 295 south at Blanding, some type of police activity going on causing backup there this morning.
For answers to all your insurance questions, tune in to WBOB every Tuesday from 2 to 3 p.m. for Dan the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for all your insurance needs. Hi, this is Dan Tuckman, and I've been helping people like you and making sure you're covered when life happens. If you have an insurance question, I'll help you find the answer. Life, health, auto, business, you name it. We'll even talk about claims. Don't miss Dan Tuckman, the Insurance Man, with me, Dan Tuckman, this and every Tuesday from 2 till 3 on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Jennifer Candelino for Snyder Air Conditioning. Should you repair or replace your air conditioning system? It's a question that our customers ask us every day. So Snyderman has put together a short quiz to help you make your own decision. Just log on to SnyderAC.com, take the short quiz, and decide for yourself. Repair or replace. Your answer will become very clear. And our repair or replace quiz is easy. Simply log on to SnyderAC.com and answer the 5 short questions. There's a reason that Snyder Air Conditioning has been Jacksonville's leading air conditioning company for over 40 years, with the highest quality products and only honest and reliable workmanship. Every Snyder technician has been certified and professionally trained and committed to 100% customer satisfaction. At Snyder, they know you expect your comfort needs to be fixed right the first time. So log on to SnyderAC.com today and take the short quiz, repair or replace. Call Snyderman today at 641-0600. License number CAC 1813307.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and a question often asked is, what do jewelers give as gifts to their loved ones? The answer is the same kind of things everybody else gives, but for me and my family, no gift is a better crown of achievement than a Rolex watch. I've told the story about the Rolex my grandfather gave me for graduating from college a zillion times, and still tell it, because it's a day I'll never forget. But I'll also never forget giving my wife the Rolex she always dreamed of owning, for a real important birthday. I also won't ever forget the handshake and look in the eye my son gave me when I handed him a Rolex when he graduated from college. I can say the same thing about the hug my daughter gave her mother and me for the Rolex she put on when she graduated from the University of Alabama. These are the kind of great memories I'll have the rest of my life, and they will too, every time they look at the Rolex on their wrist. Nothing will create these kind of memories for a lifetime better than a Rolex. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Partly cloudy today. We're expecting about a 1 in 5 chance of rain. Not real strong. A high of 86 this evening. Only a 10% chance of rain and a low of 68. Right now it's 73 at WBOB.
Laura Ingram next at 9. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on Talk Radio AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Local election offices are predicting a voter turnout anywhere from 55 to 60%. The final poll of the Florida midterms from Quinnipiac University shows Democrat candidate Andrew Gillum leading Republican candidate Ron DeSantis 50 to 43. And for the U.S. Senate race, Senator Bill Nelson leading Republican Rick Scott 51% to 44%. So far, over 5 million votes have been cast, with 39.7% of them coming from Democrats. 39.3% have come from Republicans, and 21% have come from others.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
Are the predictions going to put a blue wave here in the state of Florida? Will it be a blue mini wave, or will it be just a soft, maybe a little landing, a few seats they may pick up? What do you think? 222-TALK, 222-8255. I'd love to hear your predictions. What do you guys think? What about locally in some of the other local races out there? What about the Democrats? Could they pick up the tax collector, Tracy Paulson against Wyman Hu, on the District 15 race out there as well? A lot of surge among the Democrats. According to the numbers, they've taken over the lead as far as responses of early voting and vote by mail. Then again, let's remind everybody that the majority of people, not only here in Jacksonville, a lot of other municipalities, vote on the day of election.
Right.
So they're prepared to stay in the lines.
A lot of people are. But you know what? Early voting and vote by mail has gotten a lot more popular lately, and this could be the year that early voting surpasses traditional day of voting.
We'll find out. Roger Henderson did the Man on the Street. These are classic. Man on the Street interviews with people that went to the polls already with early voting, and here's some of the people he asked of all colors, all races, all political ideology. Here's another one, says he's the voting for DeSantis. He says the economy was the big reason.
Well, I voted for Governor Ron DeSantis because he supports the military. He's for tax cuts. He's supporting Trump. It's impossible for me to understand why, with the way the economy is, $5.3 trillion in GNP, more jobs than we've ever had.
GNP? Gross national product. I mean, it's gross domestic product. Okay. But hey. Somebody's trying to out-economy me. I like that.
All aspects of the economy and workers and low unemployment. So I voted for him. He's past military instead of following party lines of a party. He picked a party that he could identify with.
All right, so there you go. Here's one voted for DeSantis because of being pro-family.
I voted for DeSantis because I feel that his beliefs most strongly correlate with mine. He believes in keeping the family together. I believe that he supports less control in the government, more control of the people.
All right, so there's one there. Here's one. Vote a Republican so that the Trump agenda will be passed.
I voted for Republicans because I want Republicans to have control in both the Congress and the Senate so that the things that Trump is trying to do in this country can pass.
All right, there's one there. Here's Trust Gillum. Here's another one. Here's a Gillum supporter. Roger again was on the Man on the Street interview talking to people that had early voted over the weekend. And this supporter says he trusts Gillum with tax increases. Oh, boy, I can't wait to hear this one.
Hey, I'm the Gillum supporter. I think that he's great for us, and I definitely voted for him. I like his character. I like who he represents. So, yeah.
There's been some criticism of those who didn't support Gillum that many of the promises he's made have a price tag associated with it, giving teachers a $50,000 minimum salary to start. The money needed can end up crippling business growth in the area. Are you concerned about that at all? Have you considered any of that?
Yes, I am concerned about that. Definitely have considered that as well. I think that he's going to distribute it the way that it should be in reference to that, as well as the business ends.
Well, you know, somebody's got to do a better job, because certainly education is not properly distributed among all the counties here in the state of Florida.
Yeah, has a lot of confidence that Gillum can handle it regardless of the situation with respect to taxes, and will do the right thing.
Here's another one. Says it's time for Nelson to go.
I voted for Rick Scott because it's time for Nelson to go. He's been there long enough, hasn't really accomplished much. And it's time to get some fresh blood in there.
Okay. All right. Now, you almost kind of like you support term limits.
I think Bill Nelson needs some fresh blood. Anyway.
Yes.
Okay. If had it been.
Come on, folks. It's a little humor. We don't mean anything derogatory against the senator.
Republican in office seeking re-election versus a Democrat. Would you want the Republican to go?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, depending on what.
Now, that is a good consistency of a question in her response.
Exactly.
And it's time to get some fresh blood in there.
Okay. All right. Now, you almost kind of like you support term limits.
Yes.
Okay. If had it been a Republican in office seeking re-election versus a Democrat,
great
would you
question.
Want the Republican to go?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, depending on what the person has done, I did pretty much vote Republican, but it's not necessarily I always vote Republican. I look at the candidate, what they stand for in their platform, and I go off of that.
Roger, great, great question and great, great follow-up. Here's one. It says, I haven't voted. You just interviewed her because you interviewed boatloads of people.
Yeah.
You interviewed tons of people of all colors, all races and religions. And it's kind of a diverse what you got here. But she says, I'll vote for the Democrats. Here's another one who says Obama should be given all the credit for the jobs that Trump inherited. How about this one? This is a good one.
Well, I can tell you Trump has been in office for what, a little over a year now?
A little over a year. Well, year and a half, almost 2 years.
Has been in office for what, a little over a year now? All the jobs didn't come during this period. This is a lot of the overflow of President Barack Obama. Okay. So that's how I feel on that. So he's actually reaping the benefits that President Barack left him to hone on. So there we go.
All right. So, I wish I could find more of those on this radio show. Yeah. I mean, I get the emails. There's a lady right there who supports Gillum, and Nelson says, and Roger asked some good questions. You're like that person that comes out with the exit polling.
Right.
They want to know, what your faith is, what your party is, and all that kind of stuff. She says, hey, I think Trump's inherited the Obama jobs.
Well, the question I asked her, and I had to edit these down, I asked her, what do you have to say with a 50-year high in black employment, and Hispanic employment right now?
What'd she say?
That only happened, well, that was her answer, only happened after Trump got elected. Has he not done a good job making sure that black people and Hispanics are getting jobs? And she has, again, attributed that to Barack Obama.
More of these coming up. Oh, these are great. Throughout the day, plus your calls at 222-TALK-90-422-8242. 55 Talk Radio, WBOB.
If you're going south on I-95 this morning, you'll see a crash on the right at around Golf Air. 295 going south on the East Beltway at Monument Row, there's a broken down car. And on Butler Boulevard, east of 295, look out for another car having engine trouble.
Hello, I'm Ted Yoho, and I'm your congressman for Florida's 3rd Congressional District. I'm asking for your support and your vote in this upcoming November 6th election. Let me tell you why. In the past 2 years, we've cut taxes and reduced regulations, creating the best economy in decades. Today, we have the lowest unemployment in recent history across all demographics. A stronger economy means a stronger job market. That means higher wages, increased benefits, and better opportunities. More importantly, we're improving education for all of our children. Whether it's in medicine, high tech, STEM and the arts, or high paying trade jobs, we're making sure that every child is educated today for the jobs of tomorrow. We want to make sure our schools are safe so children can learn free of fear. That's why we've provided funding for mental health counseling and enhanced security on campuses across our district. Now is the time to continue this focus on growing our economy and helping our children achieve their fullest potential. Let's keep the future bright. Visit TedYoho.com and please vote on November 6th. I'm Ted Yoho and I approve this message.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. Since the decline of pensions and the rise in 401k plans, saving for retirement has fallen firmly on the shoulders of the average American worker. We continue to sock away money from every paycheck, but what happens as we get closer to retirement or even retire? Another question is, how do you protect your nest egg during a bear market that will inevitably come roaring back? Now, to help answer those questions, we call on XP Award-winning retirement specialist Peter LaLiberty from Liberty Advisory Group. Now, Peter, how can we protect our nest egg from a bear market?
Well, that's a great question, Steve. The simple answer is don't be in the market with some of your portfolio. That's the only way to protect against market losses. Either you're in or you're not. So we always say a portion, certainly, of your portfolio should be designed to not have any market risk, to produce as much income as you possibly can in retirement, and to have at least 5 years of planned income with part of your portfolio not in the market. So how do we do that? And the answer is to have a plan, a written plan that you understand, that we have immediate, short-term, and long-term funds. So what we're offering today to the first 20 people who call in is a couple things. One is a complimentary meeting with us to try and build a plan for you. We'll also offer a retirement plan MRI. Now let's figure out what you have. The market has corrected. We don't know which way it's going to go, but we need to have a plan for that. And the last thing is we'll talk about Social Security, and I'll provide you with the 2019 Social Security cheat sheet just for coming in to see us.
What a great opportunity, Peter. Give us a call right now, 888-508-2119. You heard, Peter, the next 20 calls, 888-508-2119. Or you can simply text the word LIBERTY to 21000. That's LIBERTY to 21000.
Partly cloudy today and about a 1 in 5 chance of rain. Our high 86 this evening. Partly cloudy, only a 10% chance of showers. Overnight, the low 68. Right now, it's 73 at WBOB.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at WBOB.com.
Don't forget, tonight we've got election night coverage starting around 7 p.m. tonight, I think. We're going to have a lot of the panel discussions coming and talking about straight news stories on the races, the predictions some may lay out in the aftermath. We may have an early night, we may have a late night, but it doesn't matter. We're going to be here tonight. Get out and vote. Love to hear from you. This morning, it's all about us. No guests, just all of you at 222-TALK. 222-8255. Talk Radio. WBOB.